Are you ready to take control of your physical, emotional, spiritual, professional, and financial health? Are you ready to experience great success in your life? Each week, join Dr. Diane A. Thompson and her guests for tools and strategies to help you take control of your health and inspire you to live your best life. Now here's your host, Dr. Diane, M.D.
All right, welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, M.D. This is the show that's designed with you in mind. The goal here is to share accurate health information and provide inspiration that may help you to improve your health and your life. I am your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson, MD, and as always, I appreciate you joining me each week as we continue to bring you the best in inspirational health information. Again, this show is aired each week on 1570 AM WIGO in Atlanta, 95.1 FM KSBT Radio in Houston. All shows are aired and archived online at FMG Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Radio Invasion, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, as well as YouTube. Please go to my website at drdianethompson.com for details and show listings. And while you're there, please sign up for updates. I also encourage you to come on over to my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/drdianeathompson. And when you're there, please like the page, leave a comment, ask a question. I really would love to hear from you. And of course, I'm on Twitter, and that's at Dr. Diane MD. That's DrDianeMD. I do want to remind you that the information provided is for educational purposes only. It's not intended for diagnosis or treatment. Please seek the advice of your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health. Now, if you joined me last week, you know that my guest was Ty Howard, and Ty is a nationally renowned motivational speaker. Ty is also a personal and professional development expert. He is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Motivation Magazine, and Ty is also a best-selling author of the book Untie the Knot, A Practical Guide to Freeing Yourself from Toxic Habits, Choices, People, and Relationships. Ty, you certainly wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, Dr. Diane.
All right. So last week we talked a lot about motivation. We talked about how you got into the whole motivational arena and why you do it and how people can benefit from it. For those of you who are listening to this week's broadcast, if you didn't listen to part one, please go back to the archives and check that out. Well, you know, Ty, I want to approach this week giving our listeners practical guides to help themselves as they get through this year, so they can make this year an awesome, amazing year. So one of the things I want to know, in terms of people succeeding, because this is one of the things, as I've talked to people, you know, they feel that the year wasn't that great last year. They had so many obstacles and things like that. I'm wondering, because I meet other people who will have the same obstacles, and yet they do fine. So what personality traits do you see in people who succeed despite facing the obstacles?
The first thing is the person is determined. They're determined. When you are so determined that even against the odds, regardless the situation or circumstances, you're still going to press on and you're still going to succeed. The next thing is that they're passionate. They're passionate. And so whatever it is you're doing, you have to have a true love for what you're doing. And in that, you'll have belief that comes along with it. And then the next thing is resilient. Resilient. When you're resilient, you know that you were born with bounce back ability. So even when life throws you a curveball, even when life hits you and knocks you on your back, even when life hits you with a situation where Merle Evers would say, you know, instead of saying, why me, say, try me. And that gets you that in that mood, in that state of being and awareness so that you can get yourself moving forward again. And another personality trait is that they have a low tolerance for time wasters, for foolishness, for drama. These types of individuals, this is how they're able to recover with such confidence and such resilience and perseverance because, see, sometimes when life hits us, some people, when it happens, they allow more negativity to seep in or they allow other people to chime in that aren't there to help them out of the rut or out of what they're stuck in. They allow these individuals to make them get themselves even more comfortable, more dug in. So you have to have a low tolerance for that. And then these individuals are always lifelong learners. And I take it that a lot of your listeners and supporters of your show, I guarantee you that a lot of them are lifelong learners. They thirst for education. They thirst for new strategies, new ways of looking at life, new ways of putting things into perspective. But these are the personality traits that I see when it comes to those who succeed, even against obstacles and against the odds.
All right. So, and you're right. Many of my listeners are definitely lifelong learners, and hence the reason they follow me every week, because they know they're going to get great information here. Now, if this, you know, determination, passionate, resilience, I like that bounce back ability, low tolerance for drama, and lifelong learners. If someone is out there and they feel that they don't necessarily have these traits, you know, life hits them down and they stay down. That's just how it's been. But they have a thirst for doing better. How do they approach getting some of these traits?
Well, how do they approach it? One is they can, like I said in part one, they can make that decision that they want to improve. Now, how do they start the improvement? I always suggest that people, you know, they start doing their own research. They start reading. Let it be through books. Let it be through positive online blogs or let it be through your Nook or your Kindle or what have you, but you have to get yourself into a state of learning. Then the second thing is they can go out and try to find themselves a coach, a mentor, somebody, especially if somebody's been through what they're trying to get out of, that makes it even better. But you have to make sure that individual, when they came out of it, you know, they came out of it in a positive way so that they can give you the best advice possible. And then the third thing that you can do is find yourself an accountability partner. And you got to find somebody who's not going to be a yes man or woman, somebody who's really going to hold you accountable for those things you say you want. If you want to improve habits, if you want to, for instance, go to the gym more because you got to get yourself in better shape, get yourself fit again. If you want to go back to school, if you want to improve things around the house, if you want to declutter, if you want to do anything, you have this accountability partner who will hold you accountable, because not only are you going to tell him or her that you want to do these things, but you're also going to give them deadlines, and you can also give them checkpoints to check up on you to make sure that you're still engaged and invested in doing what you say you want to do. So those are three practical ways that I believe your listeners can really get going and growing this year by applying those three strategies.
And I love them. And in fact, that whole idea of getting a mentor, I mentor younger folks because I really am a believer that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And if I figured something out, then why not share that? And there are many people out there who are willing to do that for others. So if people can align themselves with someone who's doing what they want to do, I think it's a great thing. It saves you a lot of time and money, you know, if someone will point you in the right direction. And the other thing you mentioned is the accountability partner. And that's a good thing. It can be a bad thing, though, if that partner is worse than you are, because they can take you in the other direction. So
yes.
I would say choose them wisely. Choose them wisely. Now, your book, Ty, is called Untie the Knot, A Practical Guide to Freeing Yourself from Toxic Habits, Choices, People, and Relationships. I wonder, what are some of the common knots that you see in people's lives that prevent them from accomplishing their goals?
Well, the first thing is procrastination. A lot of people today will procrastinate for any reason, and then with that, there comes the excuse making on why they fell short of their goals, their resolutions, their objectives, whatever it is they wanted to accomplish within a year, within a quarter, within a month. And so when you look at that, you know, excuse making, procrastination, toxic relationships, some folks don't really realize that they cannot truly live vibrantly because they're being smothered by toxic people. And this can be in your home, this can be at work, this can be in your community, this can be even family outside of your home. Just understanding that, you know, toxic people aren't good for you, and you have to make that choice that you want better and you can do better. And the thing, just like they say with family and with people that you work with, you know, sometimes you have to make that choice. I mean, sometimes if you're working with the people and you really love your job and you're not ready to leave that job, then you can treat that person professionally, but you feed them with the long-handled spoon. And the same thing with family members too, because when you see that people aren't good for you, and that will, a toxic person will start to weigh on your health, your peace of mind, your stress, your anxiety, what have you. So you have to make sure that you avoid, you know, toxic relationships. Procrastination, worrying is another one. Financial debt is another one. You know, health issues, just having constant health issues. Some people will go to the doctor, Dr. Diane, and they will get prescribed what the doctor prescribes for them, but they still go home and do the same thing. They don't even follow the regimen or what have you that the doctor gives them. So that's another thing, too. You get answers. You get solutions to your challenge or your issues, but you don't even want to follow through, and that could be a knot in itself, failing to follow through on the things you know you should be doing.
You are so right about that. I do know some of those people. You'll give them everything they need, but you can't make them use it. So you're very right about that. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. And my guest today is motivational speaker and best-selling author, Ty Howard. Now, Ty, we talk about some of the knots that people face. Let's say, you know, this is a new year. People want to make a fresh start. So what approach would you suggest for people who want to untie these knots in their lives so they can make this a better year than the year before?
Well, the first step in my process of untying the knot is you have to be willing to identify, then acknowledge, and then begin to untie those knots you have in your life. See, that's the main thing with the process. A lot of folks today have had, you know, I always tell people, we'll never be 100% knots free. We'll always have at least one knot in our life that we have to untie. So untying the knots to tie up your life isn't the panacea to everyone's problems and issues, but a life with fewer toxic knots becomes a significant life with greater potential. Why? Because it becomes more manageable. It becomes less stressful, less challenging. So you have to first identify and then begin untying your knots. And once you start to do that, the next thing you have to strive for is improving your habits, because I let folks know that your habits design and create your future. How you are today and how your habits guide and lead you today will determine where and how you'll land tomorrow and even later into the future if you stick with the same habits. So if you have poor habits or bad habits that limit and derail you or tie you up in knots, then don't be surprised by June or December of 2015 that you're still in the same place. And it used to say, it was a study done many, many years ago that said it would take 21 days to learn and put in place a new healthy habit, but it was a new study that came out last year that says, no, it takes longer than that. It's now 66 days.
Yeah.
So if you're going to learn a new healthy habit, you have to commit to it for 66 days or more, because that was the reason why come January 2nd or 3rd, the gyms would be filled, but before Valentine's Day, they're empty again, because people would divert. They would go back to what it was, their old habits. They would go back inside their comfort zone and say, hey, that's not meant for me. It didn't work fast enough. And that was because they didn't know how long did they have to commit. So that's why I say, at least, commit to it 66 days or longer, and then they'll start to see, some of the results or the desired outcomes that they want to see.
All right. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with motivational speaker and best-selling author Ty Howard. We want to see some of the other things, the other strategies that will help you make this year the very best year yet. Because I know for many of you, like you said, you get in the gym at the beginning of the year, and a few weeks later, you're no longer going. You're motivated at the beginning, but then you don't stick with it. And so this year, we want to help you, give you strategies and tips so that you'll continue with your healthy habits, the habits that will make you do well in your life, will help your finances, all the things that you've struggled with. So make sure to come right back. We're going to take a short break.
You're listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, sponsored by FMG Radio. Please visit Dr. Diane and browse her past shows and guest bios at fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, welcome to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. My guest today is motivational speaker and best-selling author Ty Howard. Ty's book is called Untie the Knot, A Practical Guide to Freeing Yourself from Toxic Habits, Choices, People, and Relationships. And Ty's website, your website is tyhoward.com, that's correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, at the break we were talking about some of the strategies that people may use to approach this year so that they can untie some of these knots in their lives. I'm curious, do you make New Year's resolutions? Because I know some people don't.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because with me, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I put out on my social media, my Facebook and Instagram, just last week, I put out that it should not take only the thought of a ball dropping or a countdown, New Year's countdown, to get you to ongoingly improve your choices, your habits, your improvements, your achievements. With that, for me, my habits, we're talking about habits, healthy habits, my habits over the years has always been to always be planning, writing down, journaling, improving, growing, learning, whatever it is I need to do, but it's an ongoing process for me. It's an ongoing string of habits and behaviors. So for me, it's always going. So yes, I'm happy to see a new year, but I don't have to wait until a ball drops or, you know, champagne or whatever it is pops for me to already be doing what I know I'm passionate to do and what I know I should be doing. So I don't have that type of systematic way of thinking or being, but I do. If you do ask me, do I have goals and all? Yes, I have them, but mine are ongoing.
Ideally, they should be ongoing. You are right. I mean, that's the best way for you to have success. I do think that some people, they do see the new year as a way of fresh start. And I guess for me, you know, if it means that they'll take stock of what they're doing and possibly make some changes, and if this is the only time they'll do it, then I guess I'll take it. But you're right. Ongoing is the ideal way of doing it. Why is it that you think most people fail, though, at the New Year's resolutions?
Because it's almost like tax time, you know? People get excited when tax time comes. Then after tax time happens, they revert back to their spending habits and all that get them to that point where they can't wait until tax time comes again. And my thing is, if you're going to teach yourself healthy habits, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, starting off on a clean slate and giving yourself a refreshed and vibrant way of thinking, yes, if it happens at the beginning of the year, it's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, though, too, if you condition yourself and get yourself, you know, to a point where it just becomes your healthy and standard way of living, then things just, you know, they just go and they roll systematically. And like I said earlier, I'm not saying that people are going to be 100% knots free, but when you do the necessary work to get yourself to the point that I'm describing or suggesting, life becomes more manageable. It doesn't become something that you react to, you know, because it's something that how you see and you hear all the time, get as much control of your life as possible. So, like I said, I'm not saying ongoing plan. I just say my planning is ongoing, because some people just do it at the beginning of the year, where I have checkpoints at the end of every quarter, definitely mid-year, that I go back and revisit. Some people will continue doing something a particular way, and they won't make necessary adjustments to them until the next year. And my thing is, if by the end of March or the end of June, you'd realize that new strategy or that new approach you tried isn't working, don't wait until the end of the year to make adjustments. That's why I'm suggesting making it ongoing.
Yeah, I like I said, I think ideally you're correct. Ideally, it should be ongoing. People should be revisiting those goals that they make and change them and, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah.
And like you said, Dr. Diane, taking stock, you know, yes, you want to take stock, but you want to do it more often and more frequently. That's where journaling comes in as well. When you ask a lot of people today, do they journal? And if you journal, if you write down your story on how things are going and flowing in your life, you will start to see way before mid-year if things are on course or if you're losing enthusiasm and passion for what you say you truly wanted. And then that way, like you said, you can take stock, make the necessary adjustments to make sure by December 30th or 31st, you can look back and say, I got a lot out of my 2015, and I'm happy.
All right. So I'm talking to motivational speaker and best-selling author Ty Howard. Ty, I love to leave my listeners with a tip of the week, something that they can implement right away, something that, you know, is tangible they can hold on to. So my question for you is, people are going to be making changes this year. They're going to try to rearrange their lives like they do every year. And for some of them, there's success. For others, they fail again. If you were to share one tip with someone, what would be the most important tip to ensure success this year?
Well, my most important tip for them would be to be fearless when it comes to change, when it comes to new beginnings. It was Jack Canfield who said, everything you want is on the other side of fear. So when it comes to new beginnings, when it comes to sacrifice, doing what you know you want to do and should be doing and going to the next level of positivity and better and good health, you have to be fearless and make sure that you commit and you stay focused, because 2015 can and will be your year if you approach it with fearlessness.
I like it. All right. Thank you so much, Ty Howard, for being on the show again. Where can our listeners get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me, Dr. Diane, at www.tyhoward.com or 443-982-7582.
All right, and I'll make sure those links are on my Facebook page so you guys can get to Ty Howard's page. I will leave you with the quote of the week, and it says, there is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. And that's by Ernest Hemingway. The truth is, every day offers us the opportunity to be better than we were the day before. And I know a lot of you will be looking at this year, looking at ways to get better. You can take some of the suggestions that Ty made today, some really good suggestions, and use them to implement the healthy things that you want to do for yourselves, like eating better, getting to a better fitness level, getting your finances and your relationship in order, getting your purpose well aligned. All right, so remember that your health is your wealth, so please do something healthy for yourselves. Until next time, everyone.
You've been listening to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD. For show replays and full guest bios, please be sure to visit fmgradio.com/Dr. Diane, MD. That's DrDianeMD.